The boys of summer have officially made their way into October, and a few NFL teams might be in panic mode. All this and more up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Sports Weekly.
Baby gave me head, that's a low bro.
Wait a second.
This is my pick, you guys.
What is this?
What is yeah?
It's called Ooh.
Ooh?
O-O-O-U-U-U by Young M.A.
Young Ma.
You made me wretched when you have to explain that.
Ooh.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I love this song.
So this is a female right now?
This is a female, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see her.
She's a bitch. Oh, okay. She's like the brat, like the new age the brat.
Nice.
She's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And she was on the hip-hop awards. And this is just a new song coming out.
All right, dope.
And this is Sports Weekly every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We are your favorite sports squad. If you didn't know, now you know, people.
Tricked you. If you don't know.
Now you know. I'm Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at InstaStory when my stories are not failing at Erica Renee D.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'm not wearing this hat because I have to. I'm not a fan by any means. I lost a bet, so I am not a Boston fan. I hope they lose tonight. Anyways, I love to.
Hey guys, I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_.
Hey guys, I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
And as always, you can follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BHL Online and follow us on Instagram at The Sports Weekly. And as you can see, we replaced Milk Dud Josh with, I don't know, what is this
caramel?
Guy?
Caramel?
No, you're not. Because we have a caramel already, don't we?
Yeah, no, we don't. You're
Mocha.
Mocha.
I'll take Mocha.
Aren't you caramel? I'm Mocha. You can't be Mocha.
No, I'm Mocha.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, you're, you're Bumblebee or something.
Or chocolate or something. I don't know.
Can we leave it up to the viewers?
I don't know. They won't.
Maybe Toffee. No.
What nationality are you?
I'm Puerto Rican. 100%.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
What?
Sorry. I had to
get out of here.
That's
okay.
Song. Get it?
We have a lot to talk about tonight. So, hold on. We got Spanish hot chocolate.
Oh, Spanish hot chocolate.
Spanish
hot
chocolate.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Spanish have you guys ever had Spanish
know,
hot chocolate?
Though,
yes, I have.
So good.
Mm-hmm. I've had it too, but I don't want him to be chocolate though, because you're not really chocolate.
No, I'm not. You're right.
So sorry.
I can't claim that.
Sorry, Lexus. Sorry, we gotta come up with something. Damn, that's right. Gotta come up with something different. We'll work on it. We'll work on it and get back to you. Charlie, go ahead and kick us off with tonight's show.
Well, the MLB postseason is in full effect. We've had two wild card games, and there are two divisional games going on today. One earlier today, and one that is playing right now. I want to talk about the wild card games first, though. There was a wild card game on Tuesday, and then a wild card game yesterday. Yes. The one on Tuesday was against the Blue Jays and the Orioles, and the one on Wednesday was the Giants and the Mets. Did you guys get a chance to watch these games?
I watched the Giants-Mets one. I was telling... we'll call him J-Row. I was telling J-Row before we started that my college roommate is a huge Mets fan.
I'm sorry to hear that because they lost. That's the only reason why.
Oh, yeah, and it hurt really badly for her family. I mean, I don't really care about the Mets. But because I'm a pseudo-Dodger fan, I really wanted the Mets to win because the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I am an Oakland A's fan despite the hat that I'm wearing today. I am a diehard fan. They've done terrible this year, but I absolutely despise Giants fans and the way that they are around their team. I feel like there are no Giants fans that are loyal past 2012.
Jeez.
Ooh. 2010, I'm sorry, 2010. Because it's been that even year crap that that needs to end today. The Cubs need to end that, but we'll get onto that a little bit later. The series that I was really interested in was the Blue Jays and the Orioles. That series was, it was 2-2 up until the top of the ninth. The bottom of the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And Encarnacion hit a 3-run homer to win it. But there was a lot of things that happened in between. There was a fan that threw a beer bottle at, I don't know the gentleman's name, but he plays for the Orioles and barely missed.
Hyun Soo Kim?
Hyun Soo Kim, yes. I'm not even going to try. So, I mean, I just want to get your basis on that. What do you guys think? Did you like the game? Was it entertaining? Did you watch any of the highlights?
I personally watched the highlights, and I saw that, and that's not the first time it happened in Toronto. It happened last year as well.
Yep.
So I don't even know if it's actually a Toronto thing. I don't want to be like Toronto fans are rowdy and I don't even know the word, but I know it happened in Atlanta. You remember that game?
Yeah.
Against St. Louis?
Yep.
So I think it's almost a common theme amongst fans at games. There's a line that they're willing to cross that shouldn't be crossed.
Yeah. And I just don't understand. Your team is doing well, and they're going to potentially win that game. And the guy caught the ball, but let's say, for instance, he didn't. And it would have been fan interference, and then it would have went the other way. Like, I don't understand why they would have made that even possible for the team that they're rooting for. They did find the guy. I thought that the charge was a little weird. They charged him with one count of mischief. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know. Maybe he's like rolling with Robin Hood or something along
that sounds
the
like
line.
Something you get detention for.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I really liked the game. They give me crap about this every single day, and maybe you'll be on the same page with me. But I like the slow pace of it because I get to see players that I wouldn't have necessarily watched during the regular season because I'm watching my team. And with that, it went deep into the game, and it was entertaining. And to watch Encarnacion, he did a bat flip. It did not top Jose Bautista's
bat
flip. It was so good. It was damn good. I always think of that movie with Jack Black, I can't think of the name of it, where he's like, Encarnacion.
I don't know that
movie. But anyway, I really like the Blue Jays. I like this matchup against them. We'll get into that a little bit later. But let's move on to the other wild card. So the Blue Jays did win that game 5-2, I believe.
Yeah.
And they move on, and now they are playing the Rangers, which we'll get into a little bit later. But the Giants and the Mets. That was a pitching duel, to say the least. They went up until the top of the ninth, and the Giants hit a 3-1 home run, and Madison Bumgarner went all nine innings perfect. He has got the best pitcher record of all time for major league pitchers in the postseason. I'm not a Giants fan by any means, but I would love to have Madison Bumgarner on my team.
I think Raina and I, our favorite thing about Bumgarner is his feud with Puig.
Yes.
I would love, I mean.
We talked about that last week.
A couple weeks ago. I mean, of course we respect him as a talented pitcher, but I mean.
I think that just brings an edge to the game. Yeah. Like, the fans throwing the beer cans, it's terrible as a fan, but it's like, damn, baseball is actually like really, these fans are really into this. And then the fights. And then I think we were talking about this before about Bautista and Odor.
Yeah.
That hit. I don't know. I just like that part of the game.
And they're matching up right now. If you guys didn't get a chance, the Giants did win that game. They go on to face the Cubs. And the Mets and the Orioles are eliminated. But moving on to the divisional rounds. We have the Dodgers and the Nationals.
Go Sawyers!
We have the
Dodgers fan.
Me?
Yeah.
Yankees.
Oh, that's right. You're Yankees.
Everything New York.
Everything New York. My bad.
A-Rod.
That was a nickname of mine growing up. Not going to lie.
J-Rod.
I'm calling J-Rod now.
Yeah, I think that's your new nickname.
I'll take it.
Okay. J-Rod.
We have the Cubs and the Giants. Go Cubs. And then we have the Rangers and the Blue Jays and the Indians versus the Boston Red Sox. Now, right now,
Indians
are winning 5-3 as we speak, and it is the top of the sixth.
Okay.
And the Rangers and the Blue Jays, they played earlier. The Blue Jays did win 10-1.
Blowout.
Do you have any thoughts about those two games? Anything that stood out for you? Anything that you're seeing here? The one thing that I did see for the Cleveland Indians is that they hit 3 home runs in the top of the fourth. They were down 2-1, and now they're up. They are my favorites to actually win against the Boston Red Sox. And again, this is deceiving. I'm not a Boston Red Sox fan. I had them going moving on, even with their injuries. They had an amazing starting rotation for their pitchers, and most of them have become injured. But I still see them moving on past the Boston Red Sox.
Charlie, can you kind of give us like why you have to wear that? What happened with the
pick?
So about I would say like a year and a half ago, Boston Red Sox assigned a bunch of these players, Hanley Ramirez, and they thought that they were going to do great. They ended up, I think, the bottom of their division last year, and I was like, you know what? They're not going to repeat. They're going to go back in the bottom of the division. I am not seeing them going to the top of their division. David Ortiz is going to retire. He's going to do awful. That was not the case. right. Ortiz is probably going to win the MVP for the AL, and the Boston Red Sox are one of the top AL teams.
Yeah.
So that's why I lost it. My friend is Kyle, if you're watching. I'm doing this for one day only, and that's it, and then you're getting your shit back.
Now, J-Rod, you're a huge baseball fan, yeah. So like, what about, I guess, not the wild card games, because we're past that, but what about the games today that stood out to you?
Well, what's kind of shocked me about the Blue Jays Rangers game is that Hamels got taken out in the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect the Blue Jays. I mean, the Blue Jays have a high powered offense, don't get me wrong, but Hamels is an ace. You figured he's going to at least go six or seven innings and make a competitive game out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually picked the Rangers in this series. I like the Rangers a lot.
Okay.
Their bullpen's really good. They have a good starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I like their offense. They have the best record in the AL. I just wasn't expecting a 10-1 blowout. This series is hyped up to be one of the better series.
It is.
Probably the best
series.
Yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah, they definitely
match up. The best series between like both NL and AL?
Well, because there's a little bit of a rivalry going on between these two teams. Last year, they went to five.
Mm-hmm.
There was almost a brawl at the end of the game because of the Jose Bautista bat flip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Odor and Bautista got into it earlier this year. So there's hype around this game and this series. So I was kind of expecting and hoping to see a closer game. It's just one game.
Yeah,
it's a best of five. Like you said, it's only one game. I'm curious to see what's going to happen when they go to Rogers Stadium in Toronto,
right.
Because again, those fans are rowdy right now,
right.
And I'm curious to see when they see Odor, what's going to happen.
Right.
Luckily, Odor is in the infield, so they won't be able to reach their beer cans to him. But I think something's going to go down. I don't know what. I don't know if it's going to be Bautista and Odor again or somebody else. Yeah. Or
when the games get tighter. And then to bring up a point from last year, the Blue Jays came back from a 0-2 deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So just simple fact that the Rangers lost today doesn't mean the series is over.
True.
And, you know, it's still early. I was just hoping for a more exciting game.
Like, I'm always trying to find ways to make baseball great again.
Baseball is fun, actually. Listen, I'm going to agree with him on
thank
this.
Thank you.
When you're there.
When you're there. I mean, listen, I understand it's a different pace than basketball than football. I get that it's a different kind of game, but like to the casual viewer, even though I follow it, to the casual viewer who's not like a diehard baseball fan, I feel that because the season's already so long, I feel like these series should be best of three as opposed to best of five.
See, I don't agree with that because
the
season's so long for it to come down to three games. Even the one game wild card for me, I'm not really comfortable with. I mean, you play 162 games and it comes down to one game.
That makes it so much more exciting.
It does. But I think the pace of baseball actually helps in the postseason because the slowness of it actually makes it more dramatic. I don't know if like you really watched a baseball game like with the World Series and been invested in it. Maybe with the Dodgers make it this year. But, you know, pitch by pitch. It in a very close game in the playoffs when baseball actually means something, because it really doesn't for 162 games, but when it actually means something, baseball's a really fun sport to watch.
I've harped on this before, and then we'll give our predictions for World Series, but California, Southern California, I feel like they're not into baseball.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the East Coast, Yankees fans,
it's
Boston fans,
the South. I'm from Georgia. Great.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
they're day in, day out. They know what they're talking about. Yeah. You go to the fans. You go to a Yankee Stadium, and if you don't know what's going on, they'll give you shit about it. If you are wearing another team's colors, you will be given shit about it.
You would not be welcome inside the stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
See, I wouldn't welcome myself. So. I have to defend it again. He's heaven sent, by the way. Thank you.
No.
because I've been struggling with this for a year and a half and trying to get them on board, and now we have a second person that loves baseball.
Well, we're going to go to a game, right?
We said we're going to.
Yeah, I'm looking at tickets for Monday, so hopefully we'll be able to go on and see the Dodgers lose against the Nationals.
Oh, shots fired.
Can
we do predictions? Can we do predictions for AL and for NL?
Yeah,
and for overall?
Yeah, so who do we think is going to win the Dodgers and the Nationals series?
That's it.
Dodgers.
Nats.
I got the Dodgers.
If
Strasburg was healthy and he got it started, and Daniel Murphy, I know they say he's healthy.
I think Bryce Harper is going to step up. I don't know if he's injured because that's been the rumor that hasn't been paying as well, but I see him stepping up in this series.
So you have the Nats in that series?
I have the Nats in this series.
And you have the Dodgers.
I have the Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers in five, and I think Kershaw kind of turns it around this postseason.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Again, I'd just be glad that the Cardinals are not in it because they would definitely lose. and then we have the Cubs and the Giants. If you say the Giants, I'm going to punch you all in the face.
Okay, go ahead and catch a charge. Go ahead and catch an assault charge. Go ahead, because Giants. Even here.
What you going to do?
Right.
Giants?
Right.
I'm going to go with
Giants just to piss you off.
It's definitely going to be the Cubs.
I'm going with the Cubs. I don't think the Dodgers have enough offense.
Going with the Cubs.
Cubs, okay. And on top of the fact that Bumgarner is not going to have more than one start on full rest. He's going to probably pitch game three.
He pitches game three.
If it gets to five,
it won't.
He'll be on short rest. So I'm going to go with the Cubs.
Don't worry, it won't. They'll sweep him.
But how many times in other sports where the team that has the best record in the whole season ends up faltering?
It happens a lot.
I think the Cubs have been preordained to win because they're the best team in regular season. But that's why you play postseason, so you can see who really can get it done. Once it's all said and done. So
agreed.
And then we got the Rangers and the Blue Jays. Who we got?
Rangers.
I had Rangers in four. It's kind of looking silly right now, but I'm going to stick with it.
Blue Jays.
Okay. I'm going to go with Rainer Blue Jays. I really like their team. Their lineup is getting past that, and I think they're going to move on. Indians in Boston. Red Sox.
I said Boston, but the way the Indians are playing today, I don't know.
I still think Boston wins in four, even if they lose today.
I'm going with Boston as well.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Indians.
Ooh, Charlie.
Cleveland Indians.
All right.
You keep letting these Cleveland teams fool you.
Yeah, well, no. Hey, they won. I was the only one that was correct with the Cleveland Cavs. So.
Okay. You were.
Yeah, I definitely was. I started from the beginning. Now, who do we got moving on to the World Series? And just a quick, one sentence why.
I got Cubs and Red Sox. I think the Cubs are the most complete team in the NL. And I got the Red Sox simply because of their offense. And I like them better than the Blue Jays and Rangers. If whoever they see in that next round.
Wait, so your World Series prediction is?
Cubs versus Red Sox.
Okay. I got Giants Rangers.
God. What? Raina, we're going to move off from that.
Giants Blue Jays.
I got Cubs Blue Jays, and Cubs are going to win it all.
I got Giants winning it all. Again, it's an even year.
I got the Cubbies winning it all. Chicago, celebrate. It's your time.
1914.
It is your time.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you keep it with these predictions. I mean, I always write it down, but we never even revisit these predictions. But you guys keep up with
these.
Go ahead.
No, I was like, we would have went back to our predictions because of last week when Georgia lost.
Listen. We will go back to that.
That's your soft spot, Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mine.
Go Sikkim.
But, you guys, you Georgia fans out there, just overlook the ignorance because they don't know any better. They don't know any better.
We're orange today.
If you get a chance, follow her on Instagram. I harped about this on, she looks like an old man, goddamn dude.
I'm laying out on my kitchen floor.
I think she tweeted us at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, so ready for this game. Yeah, I'm like, can I read that first?
I was on it. Okay, so speaking of football, but not college football, NFL, there are a few teams who might need to be in panic mode or who maybe have the opportunity to right the ship. There are a lot of teams, actually, who I think are struggling, especially in the NFC South. I think everyone in the NFC South is 1-3, except for the Falcons, which is, that's beyond me, because Falcons, I don't know how they turned. That happened.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It really doesn't. So we're going to talk about four teams, notable, well, they're not notable teams, but four teams that really, really need to worry, or they don't need to worry, they need to try to revamp their offenses and or defenses to right the ship so they can have an opportunity, perhaps to make it into postseason. Who knows? Start with the Cleveland Browns. Now, listen, Cleveland teams have a bias against them just because they're like the stepchild.
Lately,
city.
No.
The Cavs won.
2-3 right now. That's 2-3.
The Indians won one game, and the game is not even over yet.
No, I'm saying for the season. In a whole.
It's at least a successful season. Yeah. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Cleveland Browns, AFC North, they are 0-4 right now. And right now, one of the best feel-good stories out of Cleveland is that Isaiah Crowell donated $35,000 to the Dallas Fallen Police Officer Fund because earlier in this year, he Instagrammed a picture of a police officer getting stabbed. And so you don't really hear much about Cleveland anything unless there's something bad going on, unless their teams are losing. This Isaiah story, I think, is one notable story coming out of Cleveland. So kudos to you, Isaiah, for doing that. And he's a Bulldog.
Oh, yeah. Go Ducks.
That's right. But other than that, Cleveland, they lost 29-10 to the Eagles in opening week. They lost 25-20 to the Ravens, 30-25 lost to the Dolphins, and then last week they lost to the Redskins 31-20. But is there anything that you guys think that Cleveland can do to right the ship, or is it time for them to panic, or do they just need to freaking
There's no need to panic. I mean, they're gonna have a losing record this year. I know it's sad, but they knew this going in. They have RG3.
They didn't know this going in, though.
But their
injuries really played in, right? Yeah. At the quarterback position. I mean, that's the main position. Yeah. You have to have a solid quarterback, and I think that's
RG3
just
is
them.
Not that well, for
he,
them.
He got hurt. Mm. He got hurt. RG3's hurt, yeah. And their backup McCown got hurt. They're starting a rookie quarterback in Cody Kessler. Yep. They don't really have playmakers. Josh Gordon's not even coming back to the team. Pearl's having a decent season, but they don't really have any plus players at any position to even put them over the top. Their defense is okay, but they're not really playing that well. So I don't even they're one of the worst teams in football.
God, yeah, they are. They're just like perpetually one of the worst teams in football. Yeah. And I don't know who was hanging their hat on RG3 being the savior of that offense. I mean,
well, I think
he's
a lot
fool's
of
gold every
yeah,
year.
I think a lot of Cleveland fans, they want to have that hope because they've had so many quarterbacks in the past that have failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Yeah. With RG3, at least they had some sort of glimmer of hope because he did well in college.
And he had that one his rookie year.
Yeah. And then he looked good in the preseason as well.
Yeah,
not good. He looked okay. He looked decent.
Okay, man.
Yeah, he got a couple nice bombs to Terrell Pryor, and, you know, there was some promise there. But
a little bit of promise.
Yeah.
I can say, though, Cody Kessler has impressed me. I mean, he's not like a prolific quarterback, but at least he's able to move the ball down the field. And Isaiah actually is one of the league's top rushers right now. So, yeah. I mean, they have some glimmers of hope on offense, but I think it's panic time. They just need to
rein
panic
up. For sure.
Panic time.
Panic time.
Panic.
I think they're past panic. I think they're in acceptance.
Yeah.
start building for next year, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably going to get the close to number one or number two pick.
God, yeah. Okay, so the Lions, NFC North. They're 1-3 right now.
I feel bad for that
I
team.
Don't.
So I really like Matthew Stafford, and I feel like he needs something around him. They lost
Megatron,
and so he doesn't have anybody to pass to. He doesn't have anybody to run the ball to. I mean, I feel absolutely terrible for him because he is a great quarterback.
He is.
That's just my opinion. I don't see them turning it around this year. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
but
they're
I really like their team, and I always want to root for them. They always do poorly for me. And Matthew Stafford, I feel either you need to get traded or ask for somebody to help you out.
Raina and J-Ro, how y'all feel about Golden Tate underproduction? Yeah,
you want to go?
Go ahead, J-Ro.
All right. Well, they're in the same division as the Packers and Vikings right now, and they're two of the best teams in football. So that's unfortunate. They just lost to the Bears, who are one of the worst teams in football, so that's not good. I do think they have playmakers on offense. Marvin Jones is having a good year.
Marvin Jones.
But what you said, Golden Tate, he's not producing this
year. His stats
running backs are hurt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Their line's not that good. Their defense doesn't turn the ball over or give the offense even good field position or a chance to score the football. So, you know, as much as I like Matt Stafford, I'm with you. I do like Stafford. He gets a lot of flack for being a little inconsistent. And sometimes I don't think the inconsistency is his fault.
Yeah,
I think
agree
it's a product of his offensive line. But I just don't see them make it. They might win 6-7 games. But
maybe he should go to the Browns.
Hey,
listen.
Why not?
Seriously. Right now.
No, I'm going to agree with all of you guys. I think they're kind of in panic mode as well. I don't follow the Lions as much as I follow the other teams. But the quarterback position is the most, in my opinion, is the most important. You have to have at least, you don't have to be an all-star, but you have to be solid, and you have to produce something, so.
My thing with the Lions is, I think they have issues in front office and like front office personnel.
Yep.
And I think wasn't this offseason they tried to clean house and they reorganized their top level personnel, but then you had Megatron retiring or whatever.
Yeah, that hurt.
And then you have Golden Tate with I think what is his stat? 14 catches for 95 yards.
Very big disappointment.
And he used to be on my fantasy football team like 3-4 years ago. Oh,
yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, he went from being a prolific fantasy football player to having 14 catches for 95 yards after four games. Lions also ranked 21st against the pass. So
yeah.
I think if they weren't in the NFC North where you had the Vikings, who for some reason are one of the best teams in football, and then of course Green Bay. They're kind of struggling, but it's still Green Bay.
Okay.
They're gonna turn it around too. Yeah. In that division, because they're with the Vikings and the freaking
Packers.
Yeah, I think it's time to panic.
Panic.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco.
Good band.
I love that band so much.
Sorry,
I had to put it in there.
No, yes. You are a part of us. You always tell us what you think.
Thanks, girl.
Yes. Panthers. This is a Super Bowl hangover to end all Super Bowl hangovers, although they didn't win the runners-up. Poor Cam. And he's not even playing this weekend because of NFL concussion protocol.
Yeah. Oh, it's official? He's out?
Well, right now, Derek Anderson is an alleged starter, but I don't know if it's official. Okay. So you didn't
he's serviceable. He can get him a win against Tampa. I think so, at least.
Raina, you looking over there like...
Cam is the man. I love the Panthers, you
know. Look at you twirling your hair.
I love Cam.
I love Cam. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should be in panic mode right now. I think that they've competed in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I think they know what they're capable of what it takes. And I think as they have great leaders on the team to bring them out of this funk.
And essentially the same personnel that got into the Super Bowl last year is still, they're all still there for the most part.
Minus right. Josh Norman.
Josh Norman. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I have to differ with you all.
Do you think they're panicking?
They're panicking.
No.
So the reason being is I think that Cam Newton is a one-hit wonder. I think he had one. I think he had a great season. I think that he got lucky. I feel like this is not going to be a repeat.
These are curse words.
I know. I believe me. I was on the bandwagon last year,
if you weren't Creole, I would say this is discrimination.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't see him doing well. Again, they I think they're going to improve and they're going to at least get to maybe 8-8, but I don't see them doing more than that.
Mm.
My thinking though with the Panthers is that there's three teams in that division that are 1-3.
They're all 1-3,
so they
the
don't
Falcons.
Really have to leapfrog anybody. They just kind of have to catch the Falcons. They have another game with the Falcons. So they have to win that game. It's very possible that they come back and win that division at 8-8, 9-7.
It is.
Now, but I'm with you. I don't think they will.
Mm-mm.
I don't. Their defense is the best part. Even though Cam had a phenomenal season last year, I mean, their defense is a big reason why they went to the Super Bowl. Losing Josh Norman, you know, it kind of hurt them. They are turning the ball over and getting points on defense, so
yes.
It is encouraging to see that. Cam coming back, I don't think he was a one-hit wonder. I still think he's good. I don't know if he'll ever have a season like he had last year,
previously.
Though. And I think defenses are starting to just make him throw the football. Cam, he's great when he's playmaking and
see. I disagree because I think if this was Cam Newton in Auburn, yeah, he was the agile,
right.
Stereotypical black running quarterback. But once he got to the league, he really developed his game. And
he's
been
improved.
Successful just but because he runs, I think that's an egregious mischaracterization.
I didn't say that. What I meant, he has improved. You're right. Every year he's been in the league, he's improved his passing game, but it's still not his strength. How about that? Is that fair enough to say?
I think he's good.
He's really good.
But I
think defenses might have figured him out a little bit, and now he has to adjust. Now, if Cam can adjust to what the defenses are doing to him, on top of that, his offensive line needs to play
better. His offensive line, yeah.
He got sacked 8 times against the Vikings.
The Broncos game was a disaster.
So it's not all Cam, and I agree with you on that. But the Panthers have a lot of problems right now, and it's not just Cam doing it.
Do you guys feel like his mental part of the game needs improvement?
Yes.
Like all
perhaps.
I feel like that's probably another reason why Cam's like kind of not doing this well, I would say. It's just... I feel like he gets in his head too much sometimes during the game.
I see that.
I think it's a little bit of both. And again, this is where we're all going to differ. I think the mechanics are not there for him. He's throwing the ball not the way that he should be in this game. Yes, again, a lot of people are disagreeing.
You look offended.
She's very offended. But it's all right because, again, he needs to improve the way he throws. He throws sidearm, and that's not the way that you win ball games. It's not the way that you're going to win. I'm sorry.
If he had not turned this franchise around in the 5 or 6 years he's been there, then I would give what you're saying a little bit more credence. But the Panthers, like, I think even when they were 8-8, he took them to postseason.
Yeah,
it was like a ridiculous. So that Cam again has consistently improved every year. And no, he might not have the Tom Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers and mechanics, but I mean, he passes well. He overthrows. He's off target often, but he has consistently helped the Panthers. Not be the laughing stock of the NFL. And I think we are given a lot of credit to the Falcons from last week. So we're thinking,
Jones won that game.
Like, we have to be careful not to judge the Panthers' rest of their season based on that fluke game the Falcons had last week.
I don't know if it was a fluke, but I agree with what you're saying.
If you watch Falcons football, that was a freaking fluke.
And let's also look who they lost to. They lost to the Broncos, who haven't lost the game. They lost to the Vikings, who haven't lost the game. They lost to the Falcons, who only lost one game. So it's not like they're playing teams that are terrible. They're playing solid football teams. They just haven't gotten the job done right now.
In the past several years. Okay. The Falcons.
Oh, I was talking about the Panthers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're
contradicting yourself.
I'm like, wait a second. The Falcons game was
I got you. But I just wanted to add a point to your point, Raina, about his demeanor. I agree with you. When the highs are high with Cam, it's awesome. You know, touchdown, dab.
Dab, yeah.
Give the ball to a kid.
A kid, yeah.
You know, that little celebration, and the whole team gets pumped. But when Cam is low, he's really low. Yeah. And I think it kind of brings the team down, and I think he has to recognize that.
He's in the gutter right now.
Mm-hmm. No, he's very talented. He's very talented. You know, he'll be fine. Cam will be okay. I don't know if he'll ever have a season like he had last year, but he'll be good. He'll be fine.
I mean, how many people could have a
Tim Tebow?
Exactly.
Undefeated season?
Tim Tebow.
15-1.
Stop. Cam Newton. Stop that. Stop that right now.
How dare you? That's blasphemous.
Tim Tebow wishes he could make it to a Super Bowl. He probably won't let him in the press box at the Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
It's on now. It's on.
Okay. Before we talk about, what are we talking about next? Basketball? Raina, who's next? You're next?
I'm next, actually, since we're talking about, you know, the mental part of the game. Let's keep that going with Odell Beckham.
Okay, but before we do that, can I do a quick DraftKings?
Oh, yes. DraftKings.
We missed my Chargers. That's all right. We'll talk about that.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, Chargers.
No. I know we're running short on time.
Okay.
Real fast.
Yeah,
they suck.
I'm sorry, because that's your team.
They suck. They're awful. They need to change something. That's it.
The Chargers should be in panic. They've been in panic since Philip Rivers was there.
Yeah, they need to get rid of Philip
Rivers. Horrible offensive line. Wood head out for the season with ACL injury. Keenan Allen out for the season with ACL injury. They just lost their best cornerback, ACL injury. They're terrible.
Well, the thing is that they know how to open games. They don't know how to close them.
Fourth quarter leads, they lose.
Exactly. They should, again, and in my opinion, if they haven't blown those leads, they'd be 3-1. They'd be 3-1, you guys.
Rainey, get some thoughts on the Chargers?
They should have won.
I mean, Keenan Allen's my boy. I've watched him when he was at Cal. So, like, and just see how he started the season. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for him. Mm-hmm. And so this injury, it's just injuries, you know, like that. That's really what's bugging them. I mean, they can't close games. But if they had those players,
I don't think it would change. I think
it'll change maybe a little. Maybe
the wide receiver end, but everything else.
Woodhead too. It gives a little bit of an extra dynamic on offense. And they lost last week with two ridiculous fumbles.
That was turnover.
They should have won against the Chiefs, and they should have won last week.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Again,
they're going to lose to the Raiders this week. Sorry, isn't it the Raiders?
Yeah.
The Raiders are just surprised for me, too.
Well, but no, they're not, because Derek Carr's off the chain. He's been off the chain for a couple
years. He's in the MVP conversation right now.
Listen, Derek Carr, you're doing your thing. So if you are a fantasy football player and you need to pick up a fantasy quarterback, think about Derek Carr for DraftKings.com. The great thing about DraftKings.com, guys, is that you do not need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th the first week they finished 800th and they still won $100. So you can basically be a loser, but still be a winner.
Put it in your pocket.
This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. 1 week fantasy football is awesome because that means that you don't have to have a season-long commitment, so you can change your players every week. Just pick your contest, draft your team. You can follow the action live. You can renew old rivalries with friends, with family, with coworkers, and you can find out who the superior GM is, and none of the superior GMs on this panel except for me.
It's not like I'm a 4-0 in my fantasy league.
Okay, whatever. Nice. So how do you do this? You go to DraftKings.com right now and you enter the promo code BSports, B as in beautiful.
Beautiful.
B as in beautiful. Uh-huh. Yes. And you can play free with your very first deposit. The promo code again, guys, is BSports, DraftKings.com. Good luck. Raina, take us away.
DraftKings. Okay, so we'll talk about Odell Beckham. Again, another mental player, I would say.
God.
I mean, he threw a couple temper tantrums.
Give me a break.
Yes.
You hate him?
I literally hate him.
Don't hate him.
Don't.
Oh, give me a break. Don't defend him.
Bring up his quote. I just want to read this out. He says, "If I sneeze the wrong way, it'll be a flag. If I tie my shoe the wrong way, it might be a fine." And he's referring to the NFL refs. So let's bring it back when they played the Redskins. Mm. He had a temper tantrum, I would say, when he kicked the... the kicking net.
Yeah.
And it hit him in the face. That was pretty funny. That's funny. Then but then he also was on the sideline. The camera zoomed in on him. He was crying.
Yeah.
So that was 1 week.
I'm
and then we come back to
my
this week.
My team is doing.
When they played the Vikings, and this is the worst game that he's
tough.
Played.
That was tough.
Yeah. You know, Xavier Rhodes hit him. He hit him out of bounds. So mm-hmm. that was... I don't know. That should have been his.
I was hit in a football game.
Stop. He's passionate. Yes. He's a passionate player.
Oh, I see
there's
that.
A so difference then, between passionate and whiny.
That was my question. Do you feel like he is just throwing this tantrum, or do you think he's really getting mistreated by these NFL refs?
He's a sore loser. That's what it is.
Oh, see, you know what, though? I'm going to... Listen, I think... We expect for men athletes to have a certain air about them, but who's to say that he doesn't struggle with like a chemical imbalance? Like maybe he's so passionate. I'm serious. Like maybe he gets so what the hell?
She's getting so passionate.
Oh my god!
Broke her damn pen.
It was like wow. a pen ejaculation. wow. There you go. I just feel like maybe he's so passionate. Maybe he has something going on mentally. Is all I want to say.
I actually agree with you.
Now
I think he might have some like bipolar. I cannot diagnose anybody,
right.
So don't think that I'm like, oh, he's bipolar because he has XYZ symptoms. But he actually might have something. He's very, very emotional on the field. And I understand football's an emotional game, but there are players all over the league who do not act like he acts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think either, A, there might be something there for him, or, like he said, he might be a sore loser, but I think it's more of what you're saying.
I really do.
What do you think, Charlie? I mean, we already heard.
Yeah.
But what
clearly.
Do you
think? You already tell. He doesn't have a chemical imbalance.
You don't know that.
I can tell you this. That, I don't. I do not know this, but I can tell you that I've seen the way he acts and I've seen the way he presents himself, and it's not something that is wrong with him. It is something that he doesn't know what to do. He is not performing in the level that we know and I've seen him in the past, and so he's compensating with that by throwing a tantrum.
But I hear off the field he's actually a really nice guy. A lot of people
that's
have
super,
great things
that's
to
great.
Say about him.
That's for team too, right?
Yeah, I love the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan. And I like Odell a lot. So
my thing with Odell, and it's similar to Cam, is that when they're playing great, they are amazing. They're
mm-hmm.
great off the field and on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But when something goes wrong, like you saw in the Redskins game and then the Vikings, they're so into their head that it just comes off, it just shows their age. And so I feel
cool.
like...
Well, it's the same thing with Yasiel Puig. He's very immature in that fashion, but... go ahead. I'm
right.
so sorry.
No, I'm just saying. I wish that, you know, players would bring that passion to the game, but there's a way to keep it under control.
Yeah.
You know, kicking the net and getting hit in the face was probably a wake-up call, like, okay, you're doing too much. But I don't know. I do think the Vikings, when he was hit out of bounds, that flag should not have went to him for
I
that.
Did.
I think
yeah.
it should have. He should have.
I do agree with you on that standpoint, but it's the way that you handle it after it.
I agree with that. And to be ejected, they've shown some plays in that same game where he's running his route and he's literally taking his arm and pushing Xavier Rhodes away. Offensive pass interference doesn't get called on him. So, I mean, and that happens in football. That happens in all sports. Calls don't go your way. When calls don't go your way, you can't act out like that.
Well, something else that's not going his way is that I don't know what that coaching staff and the offensive coordinator are doing where they're not getting him the ball more.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You know, Monday night, what, 23, was it
right.
23 yards on three catches against, I mean, come on, a Monday night football game?
This is excuses time because I'm a Giants
fan.
Excuses. The Vikings have probably the best defense in the NFC right now.
Okay.
On top of that, they were doubling Odell all game.
They were,
but
yeah.
To your point, which I think you're exactly right about this, McAdoo has to find a way to get in the ball, whether it's on a sweep, a wide receiver screen. You have to counter what the Vikings are doing.
Thank you.
And so I'm expecting McAdoo this week against the Packers to do something. And if he doesn't, then, you know, you can point your finger at the coach. But he's a new coach. We'll see what happens.
You know what I love about Beckham Odell? I was facing against him in my fantasy league, and he did terrible, and I won because of him. So
I lost the league last week because of him.
Thank you for not performing.
Appreciate
it.
You got something else?
Okay, so as a player, what do you? How do you feel is like the most appropriate way to show out your frustrations against the coaches, against your teammates, against refs? Like, do you feel like it's appropriate for you to just be quiet and like let it go, or do you think that there is an appropriate way to address all of these, the media or the coaches, your teammates, or other players. Is there an appropriate way to do so and express your frustration?
I think it varies per situation. I think it's a case-by-case thing. Like, even today, Odell finally did... He didn't apologize today, but he did say that he might need to work on channeling his emotions differently. But it's sports. Like, you're passionate. Like, you're not only, you know, a part of the game. You're getting paid... This is your livelihood. You know, you could get released any day. Like, Antonio Cromartie got released. He's a 12-year vet. And they're getting released, and he's still somewhat productive. And so if you have somebody who's like young, like Odell, who's really trying to prove his worth, you're going to be passionate as hell. So I can't say there's a one foundation blanket statement, paint it with a broad brush how every player should act, because I think it's different for every scenario.
You know what's passionate about him in general?
What?
His hair.
Oh my god. Well, I think it's like anything in life. You know, you have to handle certain situations. Actually, all situations with some sort of grace, I guess.
True.
Like, so if you have a problem with someone, you say something, but you say it in an adult way. Mm-hmm. You know, you address it, but you have to address it in a calm and orderly fashion. And that's how I would go about any conflict I have, whether it's with a referee or with a teammate or with a coach.
The one thing that I do have to defend him in that aspect, and I disagree with you, is that they've been surrounded by these yes people all their life.
Hmm.
And we, as people that are just talking and giving our opinions, we grew up in different fashions, different ways, but most of us have a filter where we're like, okay, I need to put on this face and talk to this person like an adult. I feel like he hasn't been surrounded by that. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving any excuses, and again, I don't like him, but I wish I could express it in a different fashion, but he hasn't been surrounded by people that are telling him, hey, you're doing this wrong.
Okay, that makes sense.
J-Rose, since this is your J-Rod, this is your first week with us. That's why you got to go last. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But no, we're gonna wrap soon. But let's go ahead and do a couple of your NBA topics.
All right, yeah.
Before we get the boot,
the preseason is underway, guys. I'm excited. This is my favorite sport. The NBA is back. Before we actually talk about the actual action, I want to talk about the fact that the Knicks and Rockets during the national anthem, they linked arms together in a sign of solidarity and unity. During the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they said that it was in protest of what Kaepernick was doing, but do you expect other teams to do the same thing or other players in the NBA to do it, or do you think that's just an NFL thing?
I hope. I don't know if I expect other... Because I think I read a few weeks ago that the NBA, unlike the NFL, requires their players to stand during the national anthem, whereas the NFL does not require players to do that. So because the NBA does have that in their contract or in their like protocol, I do think that we won't see. I don't think that we will see. NBA players protesting like they did in the NFL. However, I'm kind of over the locking of the arms.
Okay.
That to me is a very vanilla pedestrian. You know, we're going to kind of protest, but not protest it so much that we're going to upset white people. So I'm like, if you're not going to kneel and really take it there and really stand in complete solidarity with what Colin has done, I'm over. You can miss me with the locking the
arms.
What
about the fist?
I'll take the fist.
Okay.
Take the fist.
I would have to disagree with you. I mean, Erica, I feel like they're doing it for a different fashion. Like you said, they can't sit. And they if they're going to lose money, then they're not going to do that. But by linking arms, they're saying, hey, this is my brother. This is somebody that I want to be on the same page with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it to the extent of Kaepernick.
Because they can't, yeah.
Exactly, because they can't. And again, they could be fined up to a lot of money. I don't know specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm getting off track, but the one thing that upsets me is that I haven't seen any Major League Baseball players do this.
Yes.
And I would love to see that.
Major League Baseball, I mean, this is a blanket statement, but I think that oftentimes the Dominican and Cubans and Puerto Rican baseball players, even if they have black skin, don't really identify with the black culture, so they kind of...
But you can still... Like, I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And I understand the whole movement that Kaepernick's doing, and I actually agree with it a lot. So, I don't think that's kind of an excuse. I think it's an excuse, really.
It is an excuse, because I think that the Big Poppies and the Puigs, they should definitely have their black asses on their knees. But more so than that, I think that players who are not ethnic, I think white players, you know, who... Our professional baseball players, football players, whatever.
Maybe Tom Brady will do it this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, and that would really get people talking. But I know we don't want to hijack your topic. Sorry.
No, it's for discussion. What do you think?
No, I agree with Charlie. I think that you know, because it would be a fine for them kneeling. I think that was a good way to show their union, to show that they are still standing for this topic. And I'm interested to see how other teams handle it. Like the Rockets and the Knicks, they join together. But I'm interested to see how teams, how individual players would stand up or take this to a different level.
Yeah, and NBA players, they haven't been shy about, you know, expressing the I Can't Breathe t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They were wearing those, so I wouldn't surprise me if they do that in that sort of fashion, you know? So we'll see. I think actually a lot of it depends on LeBron, too, and that sounds kind of weird.
No.
But if the leader of the league is standing up for that cause, then, you know, it might allow other people to do the same.
You know, but LeBron essentially endorsed Hillary Clinton the other day.
Really?
So maybe he's making his way into starting to, you know, make his political statements for the season. I mean, starting with endorsing Hillary. So maybe
started on the election.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show. We could talk for 2 hours on that.
Politics
anyway.
Weekly.
Right.
Let's just, actually, I want to get into the Warriors and how they destroyed the Los Angeles Clippers.
That's my team.
And usually... preseason doesn't matter to me. It's, you know, it's whatever. You lose, you lose. You're kind of getting the kinks out. But the way they beat them, they beat the crap out of them.
They did it.
125-70. They were up by like 50-something points throughout from the second half on. So my question to you guys is the regular season even worth watching at this point?
The Warriors are going to be fool's gold again. I said it.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Don't act like they just blew a 3-1. They didn't blow a 3-1 lead in the finals.
They just got Kevin Durant.
Listen, and the last years that we had, before they had Kevin Durant, they had Steph, they had Klay Thompson, they had Kerr, they had the baby genius Luke Walton. Let me tell you, fool's gold again. That's all I got to say.
Cool. So you think it's going to be an interesting regular season? It's not going to be.
I think it's going to be interesting. Okay. I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think the Warriors. I don't think that this championship is theirs to lose.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to agree with her. I mean, I actually saw this coming. In the past, I said that the Warriors weren't going to do anything in the finals, and they didn't. They were up 3-1, and they blew it.
And it hurts.
It definitely hurts, but I don't know how they're going to work together. They are all-star players, and I don't know how they're going to share the ball and contribute and be able to win games with somebody... players being on that star caliber.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
What do you think?
I'm a Warriors fan. I think that I'm going to go against both of them.
She's a Warriors fan and a Lakers fan.
Well, yeah. Okay. Basically.
How can you be both?
I'm a Lakers fan, but I went to school in San Francisco. So that was my second favorite team.
It's valid.
So, but I'm saying the Lakers.
Not so much.
But I'm saying I feel like having all, like, those players, I mean, Steph, Kevin Durant, Draymond, and everything. I think, you know, that would be an issue to people with egos. I feel like any basketball player does have their own ego, but I feel like with these players in particular, I think they'll be able to work together and overcome that, because at the end of the day, they have one goal, to win a championship, and that 3-1 is going to haunt them this entire season. So I feel like they are going to come back and, you know, totally prove people wrong. I think it was fun to watch. But I just feel like the ego part, with you having so many stars on the team, I think that they are going to figure it out and come together, because... no disrespect, Erica, and like the Clippers.
What?
Having so many, you know, you have Blake, you have CP, you had Lance Stephenson.
Well, listen, I'd rather have a team full of egos than a spineless bandwagon jumper like Kevin Durant.
Because
that's what he is. He clearly, Kevin Durant doesn't have an ego. Any man with an ego would not have done what he did.
You know what? I don't know.
Anybody with an ego would not do what he did.
Give it to him. Go. Just go.
You spineless mofo.
Hey, get you a ring, KB. Hey. Get you a ring.
Listen, we were supposed to do our lock for the week, but maybe we'll just tweet them out. But we have to wrap. Or do we have time? Do you have a pen?
We got like we're gonna take two more minutes.
Okay. No, we'll go real fast. Does anyone have a pen?
No.
Okay. Well, great. Okay. Well. Okay. So my NFL. I'm gonna write this down real fast in my little note. Well, we'll have it on air. Whatever. Lock of the week. My NFL lock of the week. Redskins. I mean, I'm sorry. My college lock of the week. Redskins over Oregon by touchdown.
My college lock of the week is Tennessee and Texas A&M, and that's going to be Texas A&M by a touchdown.
Okay.
I got Oklahoma over Texas by more than two touchdowns. Oh, I think they blow them out.
Charlie Strong's going to get fired, too.
Oh, my gosh. My notes aren't opening, but I know I did pick Tennessee because they beat Georgia last week, so... Tennessee is going to keep it alive.
Are they playing? What's going on?
I don't know what's wrong. I had something to say.
My NFL lock of the week, Broncos over Falcons by a field goal.
My lock of the week is Tom Brady's back. New England Patriots against the Cleveland Browns. By at least 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
I hate to say this, I'm a Giants fan, but my lock of the week, I kind of wanted to pick a close game, and that's the Cowboys over the Bengals. I think Dak Prescott.
Let's go, Dak.
Is playing very well.
Are you a Dak rider?
I actually like him a lot. I am a Dak rider.
I picked him up in my fantasy league, by the way.
Because I'm a Dak rider, that was my pick as well.
Okay.
I have more things to say.
guys, we have to let you guys go. You guys have to let us go. Every Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Sports Weekly. We're your favorite sports squad. And by the way, just to give you guys a heads up, this was not water in these cups.
Definitely not water.
You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, InstaStory, Twitter at Erica Renee D.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Boston, it seems like it's going to lose, or I spoke too soon. Now it's 5-4 Cleveland. So we'll certainly see.
All right. Yeah. I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Rodriguez_. Hit me up. I love debating about sports on social media. That's my vice.
And I'm Raina Ale. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
And you can always follow all things Black Hollywood Live on BlackHollywoodLive.com. Follow us on Twitter at BHL Online. Follow us on Instagram because Charlie takes care of the Instagram page sometimes at the Sports Weekly. Thanks for watching. See you guys next Thursday at 7.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.